Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Today on Think About It, we welcome Nathan E. West. He's the head musher of Kiza, who is the canine mascot of HBU. We'll introduce Kiza in a minute. As Kiza's caretaker, Nathan's responsible for several aspects of her well-being, including daily walks, being fed, veterinary appointments, game appearances, and grooming. He manages also, Nathan does, the SLED team, a group of five students who take care of Kiza. And Nathan is a student of the Honors College, as well as a member of the Pro-Life Huskies. Man, do I ever like that. Welcome, Nathan.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So Pro-Life Huskies, let's start there. That's awesome. Tell me why you have that conviction to stand pro-life.
Regardless of what side of the issue you're on, whether you're pro-life or pro-choice, it's just a very significant issue. So, like, it's either for some people a question of, like, the sanctity of human life or the value of women's rights. And I think both issues are very important to care about. But personally, I just feel convicted to stand for those who are innocent and helpless, just so that they have the same shot at life as the rest of us.
That's cool. I totally agree. What year are you in, Nathan, at HBU?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. And tell us how you got to HBU.
Well, I used to live in Iowa for about 9 years. Then a few years ago, my dad actually accepted a position at HBU teaching in the College of Business.
Cool.
Yeah, so ever since, I even took a few classes through the academy in high school. Then last year, I decided to go here just because it's basically a second home to me.
Okay. And I want to learn more about you, but we might as well introduce Kiza. Can you bring her into the picture?
Of course. This is Kiza right here.
Hey, Kiza. So tell us about Kiza while you keep that camera on her, will you?
Yeah, so she is a 3-year-old Siberian Husky. She's very interesting. You can definitely tell she has a diva-like personality. So even like right now, she's like, I don't want to be on camera, but... Very cute, of course. Hey there.
Hey, Kiza.
So yeah, loves her treats, of course. Very good dog. She loves going to the dog park.
How old is she, Nathan?
She is 3 years old.
3 years old. And why Kiza as the HBU Husky? That's probably an inconsequential question, but I mean, what was the origin of it? Maybe is the better way to say it.
Well, I know we've had school mascots since somewhere around the 60s. Our first one was, I want to say, a Malamute named Toby. How do I phrase this? It's a lot more interesting having a live mascot than it is having somebody in a mascot uniform.
No question about that.
Yeah, just like you can tell, Kiza's so much more lively. She loves interacting with the students. So it's really interesting to watch.
And so she's a Siberian comeback. What kind of dog?
Siberian Husky.
Wow. And so where did Kiza come from?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
Where did Kiza come from? I mean, is she a Texas dog or did we get her from out of state or where?
I believe Whit Goodwin and his children picked her out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I believe she is in state.
Yeah. And so as the mascot, she makes the rounds how often? And the kids, how do they respond to her?
Yes. So she makes the rounds about twice a day. She has a morning walk between 9 and 11, then an evening walk between 3 and 5. And that's kind of where the sled team comes in. During the summers, I'm mainly the person that walks her. But then during the school year, the five members of the sled team, Jada, Cole, Ashlyn, Kira, and they all just walk her occasionally, basically twice a day. So, and it's amazing. You can tell they care deeply about her. And she really does like the members of the sled team.
The HBU mascot, Kiza, right here, staring right at us. Boy, good looking dog, huh? Mm.
Kiza, can you speak? Can you speak? See a tree? See a tree? Can you speak? Oh, I know.
And so normally, I guess she's at athletic events and all the festivities at HBU, right?
Yes. Usually she'll go to the football games, the soccer games, basketball games, etc.
And how does she respond to the kids, the students at HBU?
Oh, she really, she just loves the kids. You know, it's always interesting to watch her interact with them. She's like, sometimes she'll be like very enthusiastic, waving her tail, jumping up on them. But other times, you know, she'll be a bit moody and be like, oh, I don't want to see people right now. So.
And how has she been during the COVID deal?
Funny enough, since COVID, because she's been getting less walks, she's actually put on about 5 or 10 pounds.
Like many Americans, huh?
Yes.
And but now the campus is full of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids, so she's got to be very relieved to see a lot of people showing up, right?
Yes, she loves seeing everyone now.
Oh, that's cool. Well, there is the HBU mascot, Kiza, and joining us today on Think About It. And her, so the word musher, that's a new word for me. Can you tell us what that means?
Yeah, so on actual sled teams where, on actual sled teams, where it's comprised of like several either Siberian Huskies or Alaska Malamutes. There's one person who stands on the sled telling the dogs, to go, like, go to the right, or ha, go to the left, or hike, go faster. So it's basically that we're the ones that tell Kiza what to do and take care of her and such.
That's cool. Very cool. Very, very cool. So tell us, Nathan, about how your experience, you're in the Honors College, which that's very, very interesting, challenging environment.
Yes.
Not everybody gets in the Honors College. Tell us how you feel about it.
I feel really good about it. Prior to me, my sister Chris at US was also in the Honors College.
Really?
So I'd always heard a lot about it back when I was in high school. And it's really interesting what we're doing. We're just sort of going through all of Western civilization, reading their great works. You know, like a lot of people will hear about like Homer and the Odyssey, but they don't actually get the chance to like sit down, read, and discuss it, which is really interesting.
Right. Those classics that are indispensable to the Honors College really help you form a Christian worldview, but then they help you synthesize non-Christian worldviews, right?
Yeah, it's been very interesting just to see how much of our Christian theology or our modern day theology comes from like classical philosophers who knew nothing about Jesus Christ.
Right. And you, and tell us, I mean, have you thought about the future? What are your aspirations vocationally after HBU?
Well, at this point, I think it'd be interesting to maybe go on to graduate school, get my MBA, possibly get a doctorate in economics. That'd be also be interesting. At this point, I'm very open to whatever God chooses to call me to. So.
Sure. And so the academic environment at HBU is challenging, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, what I like about that is you have a degree that means something. You learn something. And you had Honors College in addition. Wow, that's quite a menu you're getting on a weekly and monthly basis.
Yes.
And now kids are back, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, probably more than that. And COVID has obviously been something that we're all navigating through, but it's not dampened the spirit or the excitement at HBU, has it?
No, not at all. I just think there have been some issues with like students adjusting to hybrid learning, right, and professors as well, which is to be completely expected. But no, it's been amazing seeing how like enthusiastic people are to still learn and still like connect with each other despite the coronavirus. So
yeah. So Kiza lives with you on the dorm or in the dorm at HBU?
Yes.
And so And how's that work out? Everything fine there?
Yes, she is a very hairy roommate. So whenever I sleep, you can just see like a little dog forming like right where the pile is. So I groom her a lot just to try to alleviate that, but still she is a very hairy girl. So
yeah. So the away games, I guess Keys is not going to be able to go to these three big ones we have coming up.
No, sadly not.
So maybe you can turn the television on and hopefully the Huskies will beat Texas Tech, huh?
Yes, hopefully.
Well, Nathan, thank you so much for joining us. It's really exciting to meet you. I can tell that you're a young man with a dynamic future. And we just wish you the very best. And thank God for your heart for God and for the addition you are to the HBU campus. And thanks for letting us see Keyza up close and personal today.
Of course.
You have an awesome day, and we appreciate you stopping by and talking to us.
It's you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.